Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Doing great? This is a great day. You know why? Because we get to see these two young men get baptized. This is a lifetime event, and you're part of it because you're here. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll ask His blessings on these young men. Father, thank you for this wonderful day. And I thank you, Lord, for each one who's come out to your house today to witness these baptisms. Father, I pray that all of us, Lord, will be an encouragement to them today, and that we will do our part to help these two young men grow in their new faith. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I believe Mr. John Hudson is coming first. You gonna look out at all these people first? Does it make you nervous?
Kinda
does.
Kinda.
Well, why don't we turn this way and we won't see him no more for a moment. This is John. John, is it true that you've given your heart to Jesus?
Yes, sir.
All right, he said, yes, sir. That's good. We've spoke with John, prayed with John, and we believe that his decision for Christ is real. And so let's be an encouragement to John today as we baptize him. John, because you've trusted Christ as your Savior, I baptize you, my new brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptized with him and raised to walk the newness of life. Amen. All right, man. Now we have Joseph coming down. Water's nice and warm in it, though. This is Joseph. See everybody out there today, Joseph? They've come to watch you get baptized. Isn't that cool? That's good, man. Joseph, is it true that you've trusted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Yes, he has. All right. We did the same thing with Joseph. We talked with him, his parents, prayed with him. We believe that his decision for Christ is real. And so let's be an encouragement to Joseph today as he's baptized. Joseph, because you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, I baptize you, my new brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're baptized with him, and we're raised to walk in a brand new life. All right. Amen, brother. You did a good job with that old hymn. Is it well with your soul today? Is it well with your soul? I've got in the bulletin Matthew chapter 3 as the text today, but it's actually Matthew chapter 8. I told Joe the wrong scripture. For some reason I had 3, and I told her 3. That's so. But Jo does what I always ask her to do. And so she did that. But anyway, amen. Aren't you proud of these two young men this morning? Gave their hearts to Jesus. And if you're in here today and you don't know Christ, I invite you to trust Jesus as your Savior today. You're never too old to trust Jesus and follow these young guys like they did this morning. In the obedience of baptism. Proud of these young men this morning. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, says, "When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray that you would speak to our hearts. I pray that you would use me as your tool, your instrument. Forgive me for where I've failed you. Lord, let your word go through and penetrate our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. This passage is right at the end of what is known, or what we call, the Sermon on the Mount, which is chapters 5 through 7 of the book of Matthew. And so Jesus is now coming down from the mountain where he delivered the message, and as usual, great crowds of people followed him. As Jesus came down, there was a man that met him who had a serious disease called leprosy. Leprosy, as you probably already know, is a disease that literally deteriorates the skin and is highly contagious to anyone who comes into contact with someone who has it. Those who had this disease in biblical times, the time this was written, they were quarantined from everyone else. And so for this man to be out and about was actually a big no-no. He was not supposed to be out and about. Lepers were supposed to stay in what they called the leper camp until the disease was gone from their bodies. But this man was desperate. He was helpless. He was, in most people's eyes, hopeless. There's people today that, plenty of them that feel helpless, right? Or hopeless. Perhaps those down in Louisiana and parts of Mississippi that got flooded out may feel hopeless or helpless. But there's always help and there's always hope in Jesus. And Jesus is willing. The question is, are we willing? That's the question this morning about this message. This leper man, despite his adverse circumstances and the possibility that he could get into more trouble because he was breaking the law by leaving the leper camp, he came to Jesus. He knew where he could find help. He knew where he could find hope. And so he came to Jesus. Thank God that this man did not wait until he got better before he came to Jesus. You see, that's what happens with a lot of folks. They'll say, "Well, when I get things straightened out in my life, then I'll come to Jesus." Or, "When I come to a place where I can live the Christian life, then I'll come to Jesus." Well, guess what? Ask any Christian in here and they'll tell you they have trouble living the Christian life, because you can't live it on your own. You have to have Jesus. So that's why it's important to come to Jesus first and let him help you with all those other things. And you really can't straighten out your life first either. You got to have Jesus to help you do that. You got to have Jesus. You'll never get it right if you're waiting to come to Jesus till you get it right. It won't ever happen. You can't get better on your own. You need to come to Jesus. Coming to Jesus is not a sign of weakness, by the way. I will tell you today that Jesus makes me strong. Jesus makes me strong. He helps me, gives me hope. It's not a sign of weakness that I trust Jesus. It's a sign of strength. And so what someone needs to do, they need to come to Jesus just as they are, and so he can make you get right and better, because he is the only one that can help. The scripture said that this leprous man came worshiping Jesus. He came to Jesus, he says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was willing to help this man. He's willing to help you. He's willing to help me. He's willing to help us no matter how small or how great our sin seems to be. He's willing to help us no matter how small or how great our need happens to be. But you have to come to Him. Jesus has made Himself available. He's made Himself available through Christians today who have already trusted Jesus. He's made Himself available through the church that you're in today and many scores of other churches. But you have to come to Him. Jesus stretched His hand out to the leper and He said, "I am willing, be clean." He asked Jesus, "Are you willing?" Jesus says, "I am willing, be clean." Jesus is willing to meet your needs today. He really is. The Bible said, "Then immediately the man was healed of his disease." Just as Jesus was willing to heal this man from leprosy, Jesus is willing to heal us today physically. He's willing to heal us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually today. More important, Jesus is willing to save us today, to give us salvation, to redeem us today. He's willing to forgive us of our sins. He's willing to deliver us. He's willing to lead and guide us. He's willing to love and care for us. He's willing to answer our prayers today. Jesus is willing. He's willing to strengthen us, to provide for us, to anoint us with His Spirit, to fill us and bless us. Jesus is willing. Question is, are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing to let Jesus come into your life today for the first time? Or it could be that once upon a time you trusted Christ as your Savior, as I did when I was a child, probably close to these young men's age. And then through my teenage years, I kind of drifted away from Christ. And it was up in my 20s that I rededicated my life to Jesus. I knew I was saved, but I just wasn't following Him. I wasn't walking on the path with Him. I was doing my own thing. And then I realized my need, and I came back to Christ. And I found out that Jesus was willing to accept me back. He was willing to accept me back. And so are you willing today to let him accept you back into His good graces? Again, don't try to fix things first, right? Don't try to fix everything up. Try to get this right or get rid of that. Just come by faith and let Him get all those other things right. The Bible says that if you are really in Christ, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So if a man or woman's in Christ, those old things can be history. All things become new. Notice again in our passage today, verse 2 said, "And behold, a leper came to Him." The first thing the leper did was come to Jesus. That's the first thing that you need to do, as I said before, is come to Jesus. You must learn to come to Him in prayer, seeking His face, seeking His guidance, His strength, His healing, His deliverance, His salvation, His guidance, His grace and mercy. Jesus is willing to do those for you today. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be as red as crimson, they shall become like wool." That teaches us that the blood of Christ can purify us can forgive us of our sins, can wipe the slate clean. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up." Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden." He said, "I will give you rest." John 6:35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall not thirst." Jesus is willing. He's willing to do anything for you. But you have to come to him. You have to come to Jesus. And he invites us to do that. And the scripture tells us in Hebrews 4:16 to come boldly unto the throne of grace, where we can find, or where we can obtain mercy, and we can find grace to help in the time of need. I believe that there's a lot of people today that need to find God's mercy and his grace because they are in great need. There's lots of people in great need. Would you not agree with that? There's lots of people, as I said earlier, that feel helpless and hopeless without any future ahead of them. But I'm telling you this morning, Jesus is the answer to that. Now, not only did this leprous man come to Jesus to be healed, but notice how he came. The scripture said he came worshiping Jesus as Lord because he addressed Jesus as Lord. He recognized and believed that Jesus was more than just a man. He was more than just a Jew, more than a good teacher or someone back in history. So he was much more than that. He is the Son of God. He's the Lord. He's the Messiah who's able to deliver. When we come to Jesus, we must be willing to see him as the Son of God. He's not just some historical figure. He's not some childhood story. He is Christ Jesus the Lord. We must be willing to see him as Savior. Must be willing to see him as the bread of life, the light of life, the good shepherd, of the rock of salvation, our deliverer, our healer, our great Jehovah, the giver of the Holy Spirit, our Redeemer, and the King of Kings. That's Jesus. He's everything, is he not? You have to see Jesus above every name if you want him to be willing to do something for you. And notice this leper came worshiping Jesus before Jesus had even done anything for him. The leper came and knelt before Jesus and called him Lord. Some of us want to wait till Jesus blesses us first and then we'll call him Lord. We come to Jesus with the wrong intentions. But this leper just came to him recognizing who Jesus was and for what he was, called him Lord. In other words, Jesus, I've got a need. I need some help. Because my life is a wreck. My life is hopeless. My life is trashed. And I don't see any hope, any future. But Lord, I'm just coming to you. And I'm recognizing you as Lord, you as the Son of God. You're the one that can help me. And by the way, Jesus is worthy of our worship if he never gives us anything. Right? If he never does anything for us, he is worthy of worship. But I really don't know of anybody who's trusted Christ that can say that he's not given them all of the blessings of the world, or that he's not blessed their lives and met their needs and all of these things. I'm not trying to paint some pie in the sky. If you trust Jesus, you'll get rich and wealthy and all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I can firmly say that Jesus will meet all of our needs. He will give us hope and help. He'll do that if you'll trust Him as Savior. Not only did the leper come worshiping Jesus, but he came to faith. He came in faith, believing, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." He recognized Jesus for who he was, and then he just said, "Lord, if you're willing." Can't any one of us today say the same thing? Present an issue to the Lord and just say, "Lord, if you're willing, I'm going to put my faith and trust in you. If you're willing, I believe we'll hear Jesus say, 'I am. I am willing.'" "Lord, if you will," the leper said, "you can make me clean." The leper believed that Jesus could heal him. Back in that day, if a leper was walking in public, they were to yell, "Unclean," when they saw people, so people would not come near them and touch them. That's how contagious this disease was. But notice what Jesus did. Jesus reached out and touched him. You see, you're not untouchable to Jesus. I don't care what you've ever done. You're never in a position where Jesus is just going to ignore you. If you come to him and say, "I'm willing, I'm going to place my faith in you," he has never turned anybody away, and he'll not turn you away. He didn't turn this leper away. He reached out and touched him. He touched him. He's willing today to clean us, to save us, to help us, to heal us. And I will have to say that once you come to Jesus, you are never the same. It's just not the same. It's much better. It's fantastic. As a matter of fact, it's wonderful to trust Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life and have Him be your strength in this world where we need it so desperately. So I'm inviting you to do that today. I'm inviting you to trust Jesus as your Savior today. Make a decision for Christ. In a moment, we're going to stand and Sonny's going to lead us in an invitation hymn. And what that is, to refresh your mind about it, the invitation time is an invitation for you to trust Jesus as your Savior. What you need to do is come down here and tell me that you're trusting Jesus as your Savior. I'm not going to embarrass you or put you on the spot or have you get up and make a speech. I just want to invite you to come trust Jesus as your Savior. If you've been coming to this church for a while and you haven't planted your membership here, I'm inviting you to come and do that today, and I'll tell you how to do that. But today, don't leave without either knowing that you're saved or take care of that business before you leave.